Wakey, wakey Friday, baby. How good? 5 minutes past six, the end of the week. We're going to guide you through it on Snow FM at breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan right here with you.
Yes, Simo, just one more workday to get through.
Easy as you
and
like.
And then you can put your feet up for the weekend. It's a cold one this morning. It's a cold morning.
Totally coastable.
Totally coastable.
Coastable. Friday. Easy. No, easy as you like.
No, Fridays aren't coastable. You still have to rock up and work. Yeah, who am I kidding? They're coastable.
We got NOTD in the mix this hour. Also, Khalid's. Right back with Boogie with the Hoodie. Also, this morning, I've lost a snow boot.
I have you.
Well, not so much as I've lent it to someone who hasn't given it back. If you find my snow boot, you win this morning because I've decided to put some prizes on the table just to help the situation in order to get my boots back.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get into that as well. Yeah, happy Friday, dude. You got your high school college jumper on over there.
It's warm.
Are you reminiscing?
It's warm.
Is it?
It's warm and not in the wash.
Okay, right.
That was the reason I chose this jumper this morning.
Okay, so you're don't have pangs of nostalgia this morning or anything?
No more than normal.
Sam Smith right now, it's How Do You Sleep? Happy Friday. You're on Snow FM Breakfast. I'm done. NOTD, Bo Miller as well, teaming up together. You're on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan hanging out with you this morning. And always be careful who you lend stuff to.
Yes.
Did we discuss, are you a lender? Do you let people borrow stuff? Just not.
No, if I remember this correctly, you wanted to borrow my driver's license.
Yeah.
And then I said no, and then you drew the conclusion that I was very stingy with my property and wouldn't lend anything to anyone.
No, it's fair enough.
To which I said, well, no, I do, just not my driver's license.
I've still got, like, computer games that I borrowed at age 12 that are sitting in a garage somewhere, I'm sure of it.
Mm.
However, I still haven't learnt my lesson. This time, someone has borrowed some stuff from me, haven't given it back. Some snow boots. You know how much I love my snow boots.
Yeah. Oh, they're the purple ones.
Yeah, those ones.
Oh, I see.
So, somehow, she's managed to not give it straight back to us, but she's left me a whole bunch of messages on my phone. I've got them here. So if anyone knows where, her name's Adele. She's borrowed my snow boots.
Wait, hang on. The Adele.
Yeah, the Adele.
Like the singer Adele.
No, not the singer Adele.
Oh, I was going to say.
No.
Because otherwise, how are you friends with Adele if you've kept this secret all this time?
Never mind. I'll find someone like you, Jordan. So here's what she's left on my phone this morning.
The person you are calling is not available. Please leave a short message.
Hey, I borrowed your snow boots, but I lost one. Don't worry, it's still the 2627 postcode. I left it with this local Polish dude. Apparently he's kind of a big deal or something.
A local Polish dude who... I don't know any big kind of Polish dudes.
And I mean, if only you had answered your phone, then you could have talked to her and this situation would have been, you know, fine.
I don't know why, but she's ringing at like 4 a.m. So if you know a Polish guy in the Jindabyne postcode, is that 2627 is Jindy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so if you know where my snow boots have gone, we're also going to dish a prize. I've got something here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so if people can help me track down my snow boots this morning, you score yourself a vertical indoor snow sports voucher. It involves four people as well, so whether you're a professional or a bit of a newbie, you get to get involved in vertical indoor snow sports centre. So that's in Fishwick in Canberra. So while the snow might disappear in a couple of months up the hill, you can still get your turns in.
Yeah, you can still go skiing in Canberra, of all places.
In the meantime, more music to come. You're on Snow FM Breakfast, and we're looking for my boots this morning. Imagine Dragons re-releasing that one, getting Eliza on board as well. 27 minutes past 6, Snow FM Breakfast.
And Simo, emus are on the loose in New York City.
I hate it when that happens.
I know, it's like that real-life movie Madagascar has come to real life. Except I don't remember there being an emu in there.
Australian Madagascar, sure.
I remember, well, Madagascar, there was a hippo, then there was old mate from Friends was the giraffe.
And there's just lemurs everywhere.
Oh, lemurs. Sacha Baron Cohen is a lemur.
Yep.
Didn't think it would have worked. Worked brilliantly.
Great casting.
No, but yes, an emu has escaped from New York. Now, we're not talking Manhattan. We're not talking about like the city New York.
Okay.
We're kind of talking about suburban New York.
So did they have emu? Was this a zoo emu?
No.
Okay.
So the emu was being kept at the property only temporarily because it was about to be relocated to Florida. So
okay.
So we wanted to go like lie on a beach.
Well, the emus...
A little bit with a pit bull. I'm pretty sure he lives in Florida.
The emus worked out that Florida is not where you want to be.
Well, what are you trying to say about Florida?
Well, naturally, the amount that they're in the news, Jordan, so...
I mean, be that as it may, I'm sure there's nice parts.
Okay.
No, so the Florida was... The emu was being kept at this property just temporarily before it was going to head off to Florida.
Yeah.
And escaped through a gate which hadn't been closed.
Oh, rookie move.
Is that really an escape, though?
I think Houdini escaped a French prison. They were like, they had this super secure prison, and then right at the end, they forgot to like lock the door on him.
Well, I mean, that kind of takes a bit of the shine off Houdini.
He's literally an escape artist.
I'm an escape artist. I escaped through an open door.
Yeah.
No, fortunately, the emu named Sheriff Cody was safely captured after only about 20 minutes on the loose.
Okay.
Local police and local wildlife people were apparently chasing it with a lasso, which is such an American thing.
Yeah.
But that is the way that they tried to get it and...
to contain it.
Obviously managed to capture it in the end. Emu was safe. People were safe. Everyone's happy.
So wait, what was the emu's name again?
Sheriff Cody.
Right, and there was probably a sheriff with a lasso that was chasing Sheriff Cody?
I would say so.
Right.
Very rare, very weird day for that sheriff to be chasing another sheriff, albeit a much more feathered sheriff.
Yeah, an emu sheriff. Do you think, I mean...
No, the emu did not have a badge.
No?
No, because I know that's what you were going to ask.
That, and also, like, where are all his emu constables during all of this?
Oh, well, definitely not flying. No, nope. all the other ones are all in Florida.
Tones and I, Dance Monkey on Snow FM at breakfast, 13 minutes to 7.
And Simo, you know I love Kenyan politics.
I do now.
Well, so much I can't even say the word.
You've actually got a history of bringing up Kenyan politics now, actually.
I do. Well, I mean, politics in this country is a mess, so I thought I'd follow politics of a country which is more stable.
Yep.
Overnight, MP Lillian Achingogo,
all right,
one of the goodies, has introduced a bill... where she wants to ban people from farting on aeroplanes.
I mean, if you could ban it, I guess you might as well.
This is 100% genuine.
Mm.
This is what they're discussing in Kenya today.
Right.
The people should be banned from farting on aeroplanes. I don't know how you'd police it.
No, have they got punishments organised? Jail time?
Oh, God, imagine that if you did get jail time. Also, what did you do? I murdered a couple of people. What did you do? Farted on a plane. You know, it doesn't quite have that same, you know, kind of...
I mean, even in that social situation, it's weird because the murderer would probably move to the other side of the cell rather than...
I know. Well, I mean, fair enough. I mean, it might work.
Yes.
Yeah, you might get your own cell to yourself.
Maybe.
I don't know how they're going to police it. I don't know if they have decibel ohmmeters installed in chairs and if, you know, one breaks it... You know, a big light flashes and says, then the police board and you get arrested. I don't know how they're going to police it.
Because I was going to say, if you do get arrested, I mean, there's a bit of a paradox issue there because you're going to get put in more confined spaces every time you do it.
Because
you know how they put solitary confinement, the more crimes that you commit, you get put into a smaller space.
Yeah.
So if you're someone that unfortunately has the unhappy habit of passing... excess amounts of gas, you might find yourself in a very small space.
Well, I mean, I think if you're in solitary confinement, then you can do it. It's fine. It's the fact that this is a confined space with other people.
Yeah.
That you are trapped in with the air circulating in for a couple of hours or however long the flight is.
Oh, so that's what they're discussing. It has to be with other people. So
yes,
like, it's not a crime to do it by yourself.
No, if you're alone in the privacy of your own home.
Right.
Fart away. So... But if you're on an aeroplane with a couple of hundred other people all trapped in this confined space flying from A to B, don't.
Zara Larsson, all the time on Snow FM Breakfast. It's Simo and Jordan right here with you.
Simo, it's time for Turn or Burn. It's all thanks to Monster Energy. It's your chance to go into the running to win the ultimate snowboarders package. Of course, all thanks to Monster Energy.
Turn or Burn.
I'd rather live life to the extreme.
It's called the grind, bro.
Eating a meal, a succulent Chinese meal.
Somebody get me my board.
This is Turn or Burn, and it's all thanks to Monster Energy.
Right on this morning, Turn or Burn, thanks to Monster Energy. Get yourself into the ultimate draw.
Beast up on the winter, yeah.
It's for the Ultimate Snowboarders package. It's getting drawn in a week or two. I reckon we've only got a couple of weeks remaining.
So there's not long left, so you don't want to miss out. Simo will say the name of an item that is either a food or drink or a snowboard trick. All you have to do, give us a call and let us know which one it is. Simo, what are we dealing with
today? The Haken Flip is today's item slash word.
The Haken Flip, is that correct?
Could be like, sounds fishy to me.
I was thinking more pancake.
Okay.
When it comes to flip, but I think hake is a type of fish.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a fish pancake.
That's what I'm basing it on. So Haken Flip, you can call now to get involved. Mm. The number is 645729077. We're going to have teeth by 5 seconds of summer in the meantime.
Use your teeth to eat the Haken Flip. If it is a food, which we don't know.
Call now. Some days you're the only thing. 5 seconds of summer with teeth climbing ever closer, well, higher rather, on the YouTube. Over 13 million views for the YouTube. And you're back on Snow FM at breakfast. Simo and Jordan right here with you.
Simo, we're in the middle of Turn or Burn.
That's right. Turn or Burn is thanks to Monster Energy. And we have the draw into the Ultimate Snowboarders package happening. That's going to be hitting us in a couple of weeks' time. Our first caller through for this is Greg. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
And what are you up to, mate? Apparently you've been a bit crook.
Yeah. I think I was doing some of the Haken Flips the other day.
That is the word that we're in search of this morning.
He's dropped it in conversations. He's sounding confident he knows what it is.
Greg,
he could look very foolish if he's wrong.
He's always on to it. The Haken Flip. So basically how it works is we want to know, is it a snowboard trick or is it a food, right? Mm. So, Greg, you've called up this morning. Yeah. How you feeling? What are you thinking?
I'm feeling much better, and I am going to take a guess, but I'm pretty sure it's a snowboard trick.
He's going to go with the snowboard trick.
Let's find out, Simo.
Let's find out from our dear friend Hans Strudelbauer.
Ja, Biene Meier, und der Flip hier ist der Franz Strudelbauer. Hackon Flip ist der Halfpipe snowboard trick. Und sonst nix. Servus.
No idea what he said, but the gist is that is definitely a snowboard trick.
If you've got no idea, I've got even less. But that is a snowboard trick. Congratulations, Greg.
Greg, you're into for the Ultimate Snowboarders package. That includes a...
lunch with Hans Strudelbauer.
We'll see if we can hustle him up. He'd be keen.
So you'll have to... Well, I mean, you won't know what he says, but, it'll be fun.
Greg... Glad you're back to full health and you're into that draw, and snowboard up for grabs for you in that one as well.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys.
Up and Adam, 23 minutes on the way to your 8 o'clock. It is your Friday Snow FM breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
And now, Simo, what's going on? I mean, you've rocked up to work with one shoe on.
Standard.
Yeah, but is there a reason?
Well, I've lost a boot.
I see. Well, that's bad.
Yeah, ski boot floating around the snowies, basically, because the person that I lent it to decided not to put it back in my hot little hands. So
I see.
Adele, she's been leaving me messages on the phone as well about where she's left it. So I'm hoping that we can get a bit of a hand to get a hold of it.
Yes. Not the singer Adele, it should be said.
So we've got a Vertical Snow Sports voucher to dish out if someone manages to find it. Here's another message she left me this morning.
So should we go through the clues? She's been leaving clues on your phone all morning.
Well, clues. She's just been leaving me messages.
Well, leaving messages.
Without telling me exactly where it is.
Should we go through them so far? So we know it's in this postcode.
Yep.
It's near some Polish guy. And what was it? What was the other overlooking Lake Ginderbine as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
so
tricky.
It is rather tricky. Here's how she's gone about things so far.
The person you are calling is not available. Please leave a short message.
I took your snow boots. Sorry. I was going to put them back, but I dropped one. I think Banjo Patterson Park is taking care of it. Paul's waiting for you to pick it up.
Banjo Patterson Park?
Who's Paul?
Paul? I don't know a Paul. So she's left.
Surely you know a Paul.
Oh, my Uncle Paul, but he's not here. He's in South Australia.
I'm worried how long you had to think to remember the name of your uncle.
Yeah, so...
Is it worth giving Uncle Paul a call, though? I mean...
Maybe.
Might be here.
Oh, we have got the phone line lighting up.
Oh, maybe someone's found us.
Maybe. All right, let's
find out. Is it your Uncle Paul?
All right, let's find out. Hold on. Here we go. Let's... Good morning, Snow FM at breakfast. Who have we got there?
Good morning. It's Marsha here. How are you?
Good, Marsha. How are you?
Good, I've got your boots.
No, you don't. Did you find
my
boot?
I sure do.
Where did you find it?
At the statue, of course.
At the statue. So, what are you doing out there this morning?
We are on our way to the snow from Sydney.
Oh, fantastic! Did you go through Canberra per chance?
Sorry?
Did you drive through Canberra?
Yes, we sure did.
Well, you've won a...
We come from Sydney.
Beautiful. Yeah. Well, you've won a Vertical Indoor Snow Sports Australia voucher. It's valued at over $350 for four people.
Oh, fantastic.
So it's an indoor snow sports lesson. You've stitched that one up.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
The new one from Post Malone, Circles on Snow FM Breakfast. Worth checking out the video for that one as well. He's in full medieval armour and like a big steel sword as well. What a man, Post Malone.
Interesting. Hey, Simo, are you someone who takes afternoon naps? Not in medieval armour, just like in normal clothing.
I did yesterday, actually, but normally I'm not someone that does partake in it, but because there's like 10 million strains of the flu rolling around the snowies at the moment, I've been...
Do you have the flu, do you?
I've been conserving my energy.
Don't mind me, I'm just going to move away.
Someone grab me that Glen 20, please.
Thank you. Here it is.
Oh, there's one. Oh, no, well, I don't want you to do it because now you will have your germs on the Glen 20. We're going to need another... Stop spraying Glen 20 everywhere.
Mate.
But now we're going to need another tin of Glen 20 to spray that Glen 20 tin that you've touched.
Now it's a party.
Anyway, the point of all this is people who take naps in the afternoon sometimes cop a bit of stick for being lazy, although study has revealed...
There's been a few studies of late. One of them is saying it's good, one of them saying it's bad. What have you gone with?
I've gone with one of the ones that's good to justify myself perhaps taking an afternoon nap this arvo.
Oh, of course.
I'll give you details while it's good. So that Glen 20 is really strong. I'll give you more details next. God, how much did you spray?
There's a little bit there.
Oh, I can see it. It's like foggy in here.
This is Pitbull, Mr. Worldwide, and Naps next. Mr. Worldwide checking in.
It takes three to tango. Olvídate los hoteles y vamos para los moteles. De calle 8.
No hablo inglés. No FM breakfast. It takes three to tango, but it only takes one to nap.
Is that Pitbull's next song? Three to Tango, and then the next single is One to Nap.
Yes.
Whatever it is, One to Nap, that would be... Pitbull, make that song. I reckon that would be good.
12 minutes to 8 o'clock. No napping right now. Waking up with Snow FM breakfast.
No napping right now, but napping later on, perhaps. A study has been revealed that taking an afternoon nap is good for you. I mean, these studies come out all the time. And some of them say it's bad, some of them say it's good. I mean, you're never really sure what to believe.
Actually, I've got something here for you, Jordan. Here we go. I'm so
tired of that song, tired of that song. Worried if you're so tired already, like the day is just starting.
Absolutely knackered. Wanna go home. It's Friday.
Should go home and have a nap.
Yeah.
No, so yeah, so there's been studies that are done. Some say it's good, some say it's bad. You never know what to believe. Mm-hmm. I tend to believe the ones that support having afternoon naps because, well, I like sleeping.
And you like having them, right?
Yes, I do. And, you know, if scientists say that I can do it and it's good for me, even better.
Right.
But this study has been revealed in Switzerland. I'll tell you what, how's this for dedication?
Okay.
They monitored almost 3,500 people for an average of 5 years.
Monitoring people while they sleep.
To try and get this information. And they worked out that the people who took naps were almost half less likely to have a heart attack.
Really?
Yeah, it reduced their risk by 48%.
Okay.
So almost half reduced their risk of having a heart attack.
So
now there are several other factors, like, well, number one would be age, which could also affect this research.
I mean,
but you know, I'm just gonna ignore that maybe. And that, yeah, have a nap and you can severely reduce your risk of having a heart attack.
So you're someone that cherry picks studies as well, the ones that
The ones that already suit my agenda. Oh god, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So
you know, if I'm feeling a bit tired in the afternoon, I'll just get onto the university website. Oh, what's that? Naps is good for you. Brilliant.
Exactly. I'm waiting for what is it? If it's out of Switzerland, so they got one on Swiss cheese. Next is that
chocolate is the next one.
Ah, of course. Lovely the band, Broken, Snow FM Breakfast, 24 minutes past 8, and Snow FM, we have the Wheel of I Won What taking place thanks to Snowy Mountain Shuttles at the moment. Good morning to our first caller through. Sky, how are you?
Fantastic, thank you.
Oh, fantastic. Sky, do you have any exciting plans for the weekend? What are you going to get up to?
Hopefully go up riding some more.
See, Jordan wants to live vicariously through you, because have you got more naps on the agenda, Jordan? What are you doing?
Look, a nap was on my to-do list. Is a nap on your to-do list for today, Skye?
No, I'm going snowboarding today.
See, full of life, mate. She's exactly. got things to do.
You can sleep later.
I will.
Yeah.
Quite literally, sleep a little bit later on this arvo.
Skye, do you know how the Wheel of Iwan What works?
Yes, I do.
All right, brilliant. Well, then, I'll leave you to it. Take it away. Make the wheel go for a bit of a spin.
Woohoo!
Coincidentally, the same noise I make when I realise that I'm going for a nap.
All right, I was going to say, that's a weird way to snore. What do we got for this morning? Ah, look at that.
Oh, you've got a big prize.
She's Simo, got a, wow, that? Actually, yeah. That's
a heavy prize.
That's heavy.
Simo, you're struggling with that.
Brilliant. You've got a Romance Me package, Skye. So how are the nails at the moment?
Yeah, in need of some work.
Beautiful. There's a nail file in here. There's a couple of, oh, yeah, you've got some cookies as well in here.
Nice.
Which you've added to the weight. It's thanks to Snowy Mountains cookies. So beautiful. What else have we got in here? What is that? I don't even know what that is. It's a rose soap heart box. Don't know what that is, but we'll leave you. Skye, you're probably more of a profesh than, oh, that's heavy. What is that?
Is that like a bath bomb?
Oh, yes, it is.
Nice.
How do you, do you ever drink tea, Skye, perchance?
I'm a coffee fan.
You're a coffee fan?
I can swing some tea.
She can swing either way, coffee or tea. This is on the tea side of things, but it's a natural aromatic green tea bath fizzer, I reckon, by the looks of it.
Nice.
From Romance Me in Nuggets Crossing Jindabyne. So you've scored quite a prize this morning, Skye.
Perfect way to start the weekend off, I reckon.
Definitely perfect way.
Okay. Alicia Cara on Snow FM Breakfast. Simo and Jordan right here with you. 22 minutes on the way to 9, and Snow FM Breakfast is thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Toyota used cars.
Simo, ever considered eating food out of a rubbish bin?
No, I'm not sure if I could make... I couldn't do it, I don't think. Could you?
No? Well, look, I definitely prefer to get my food out of the fridge.
Because apparently a chef, she's ditched her job as a kind of a high-class fine dining chef to become a dumpster diver. She's made, as you mentioned, 30 Australian grand... in
not
6 months.
So how does she make her money from this?
Apparently now she's completely hooked, and this is the troublesome part.
Mm.
Apparently she's starting to get withdrawals and anxiety if she doesn't do it.
Yeah, that's starting to get a bit worrying.
But apparently where she lives, there's like a lot of kind of shop fronts and stuff that are throwing out a lot of excess.
Yeah.
So she's in a good spot getting beauty products and household goodies and all of that kind of jam.
So is she getting them and then selling them? Is that right?
Yeah.
Or is she just getting them and using them?
No. So straight to the online markets after she's found them.
Does she specify in the bio, oh, by the way, this was picked out of a bin?
No, I don't think, I mean, that's, isn't that 101 of sales, like,
what, repping? Don't say that your product's been in a bin.
Correct.
Yeah, I'd say that's product one of
that'd
sales.
That'd be up there as rule number one.
But, I mean, if you buy something online, you kind of expect it to not have been in the bin.
Well, what doesn't know can't hurt them. I don't mind the hustle.
Yeah, true. I mean, it's clever. I mean, it's obviously working for her.
But, yeah, she's 35 years of age, so she ditched the job, and apparently it's working all right for her in the meantime. But apparently now, right, she gets withdrawals and anxiety if she skips a day because she's got the fear of missing out.
Tonight was going to be night that jewelers put all those gold necklaces in the bin and that I was able to go and get them, and now someone else will.
But it's one of those things, what do they call it, the FOMO. The fear of missing out.
Yeah.
So, like, she's worried she'll miss something good if she doesn't do it.
For every thing that's good she finds, there must be at least 5 items that are just rubbish.
Oh, you reckon? 5 to 1?
Quite literally rubbish.
Well, what they
because
say...
Because otherwise, why would they be in the rubbish bin?
Isn't there, like, one man's... is it one man's rubbish is another man's gold or something along those lines?
I think there was a quote like that in The Grinch.
Yeah, but... Maybe that's where she's getting her philosophical outlook.
She just watched The Grinch.
So huge green dude. He's got the right idea. He's got, he's environmentally friendly. He's green. He's got to be.
It's not the message I'd take out of The Grinch, but still. If sharks stop swimming, they die.